they say is the Mumtaka took place before Yom Tov. Josh, you didn't get around for a Chacham to check it out yet. That's one halacha. That Lekatchil, you shouldn't check it out. But the evidence of the Chacham came on Yom Tov and checked it out, you're allowed to eat from it. The next case is, before Yom Tov, there was no Mum at all. On Yom Tov, the Mum first came. Is the halacha Reb Shimon Oiner. Ein zemen amuchin. It's not muchin, there's no way to eat it. It's muksa. Even if now on Yom Tov it came out and had a Mum, you can't eat it. V'shavin, but if it happened on V'shavin, both amoida. Shim noilad huo mumu imoi. Let's say the Bechor was first born on Yom Tov. And Bishasa was born, it came out with the Mum on it. So in such a case, they could never have Kedusha at all. Shezem min amuchin. That's called an animal that you're allowed to shecht and use on Yom Tov, according to everybody. Because it was never chal nisa muksar on it. It never had a time that this Bechor was also to eat. As soon as the animal came out of the mother's stomach, was about to be chal, the Kedusha's Bechor, right away you saw it had a Mum on it. But since you saw it had a Mum right away, it never had the Kedusha, so it's never muksa, this you're allowed to eat. Now, Dorish Rabba Bar Rafuna. Noilad hu'u mumu imoi. If you have a bechor that was born on Yom Tov, and it was born with its mum, you should know, mevakri noisub Yom Tov l'chatchila. You're allowed to check it out on Yom Tov. That's like we learned before, that if you have, it was born with its mum, hareza min amuchin, that you are allowed to eat it, and you're allowed to use it. So he also dashed in the same way, that if the bechor is born on Yom Tov, and when it's born, like we'll see the Gemara later, that's a sign that the Beis Din was sitting right there when it was born, or the Chacham was sitting right there, and as soon as it came out, he saw right away the Mum, that's Mutter. Yeah. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Abba Tony, my father learned like this, Im Ovar Rubikra Mevukar. It's only b'di'evid that if you checked it out, that it's Mutter. Now, look at Chilu, you're not going to check it out either. Even though it's born today with its mum, you also can't check it out, look at Chilu. But if you did, then you could use it. And you're telling me, Mevakunas, look at Chilu. That's what Rav Nachman had a cast like on Reb Shimon. How could you, Reb Shimon, say it's mutter? My father learned not like that. That look at Chilu, you're not going to check it out. Even if it was born today with its mum, you're not going to check it out. It's only with the evidence was checked out that it's mutter. And Omer Abaye says, Kavose de Rabba by Rav Huna Mistavra. This svar is like Rav Rav Huna. That says, what? You are allowed to check it out. That he says, you're allowed to. Because since before, the Brisa says three different cases. It says three different halachas. One case was, Nerlud by Mum Erev Yomtif. The Mum came about Erev Yomtif. Then the din is, Eim Mavak Menoy Sabiyant Lachachila. And now let's check it out on Yomtif. It's mashma lechatchila hu deloy. Lechatchila, if you ask a shaila, am I allowed to or not? We'll tell you not allowed to. Even though the mum happened erev Yom Tov, but since lemaisi you did not go to the chacham yet, you're not allowed to go to the chacham on Yom Tov itself. But hodiyevit, let's say hodiyevit the chacham came down on Yom Tov and checked out the animal, the bechor shapadami. Then you are allowed to eat it. That's the first case where the mum took place erev Yom Tov. Now the second case is nerled by mum be Yom Tov. No. The mum first takes place on Yom Tov itself. We have Shimonoi me'ein zemin amuchin. No, there's no way to use this animal right now. Erev Yom Tov was muksa, you can't use it. What does it mean to say? The afilo the evet. Even if now a chacham comes down and checks it out, nami loy, still you can't use it. That's the second case. For all the Tony, then the Brisa says a third case. For all the Tony, then it says another case. The shoven, everybody agrees. Shimnoi lad hu umumu imoi, that after Bechor was born today on Yom Tov. And then as soon as it came out, it had a mum. Shezem and amuchin. That it's muchin, it's called prepared. The afilu lechatchila nami. That even lechatchila, you're allowed to go down and check it out. So you see clearly, like Yidashin, like Doris Rabba Bar Rav Huna, that the Bechor was born today with its mum, you're allowed to go lechatchila and check it out today. So not like Rav Nachman wanted to say. Rav Nachman wanted to say it's only b'di'evid. From this brightest mashma, clearly you're allowed to do it lechatchila. For the Gemara, good, you have a bright like that. When Rav Yoshia came, Osi came v'yaisi masnisa biyodli. He came with another brice in his hand. Another brice. It says like this: Bein shenoylet by mum erev Yom Tov. Whether the mum was created on the was the mum was in the animal erev Yom Tov, or bein shenoylet by mum biyom Tov. Whether the mum came on Yom Tov itself. Chachomamayim ain't zem in amuchin. It's not muchin, but he says it all in one case. So according to him, there's one halacha. If the mum came before Yom Tov, or the mum first came to then Yom Tov, it's ainim al-muchim, it's even with the Yevin. Even when the Chacham comes down and checks it out, both cases, you're not allowed to use it with the Yevin. So mainly the third case, in a case that the animal was first born today, and it was born with the mum, it's mashma not that it jumps so far to say lechatchila you're allowed to do it, but there it only goes down one step. That in such a case, like Rav Nachman said, b'di'evet lechatchila you're not allowed to check it out, only b'di'evet if it was checked out, it's mutter. So chur is a riot what Rav Nachman learned from the Brisa of Rav Oshia. Because he doesn't have it in three categories, he only has two categories. The first two is one category, that if the animal was either had the mum yesterday, or the mum first came today, but it was born a long time ago, the loch reads, you're not allowed to check it out today. And even with the evidence, still it's awesome. So now the third case, has a loch, it goes down one dargum, that with the animal, the bechor, was born today with its mum, lechatchila, you're not allowed to check it out, only with the evidence, if you checked it out, then it's good. For the Gemara of Yelakash, Shahach, I, it's shver the first graisa. So first Bryce says it over in three halachas. Mashma, the last case where the Bechor was born today on Yontav with its mum, you're allowed to look at Chila, check it out. So it's a kasha, that Bryce. And the Gemara, he, Ada Bar Uchmehi. That Bryce is a Yochid. It's Ada Bar Uchmehi that learned that Bryce. The Mishabish, he more makes mistakes. But Tony learned the Bryce. So in other words, you can't ask me a kasha for that Bryce. That Bryce attack was wrong. And therefore, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Masnisa Nami Deka, I have a riot from the Bryce was from the final Mishnah also like that. Diktoni says Na Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Kol Shein Mum and Nika, Mer of Yomtiv, any time you did not see the Mum, Erev Yomtiv, Ein Zemina Muchin. Now, my Ein Mum and Nika, what does it mean the Mum, you did not see the Mum, Erev Yomtiv, you can't eat from it? Elaim, if you want to tell me Shein Mum and Nika Klau, that you did not see the Mum at all, Erev Yomtiv, you have a Bechor, and there was no Mum on it at all, Erev Yomtiv. For the Gemara Pshita, for sure, it's like Muksa according to Rav Shimon. Of course you can't use it now on Yom Tov. Pshita, Tzrich L'meim, you have to tell me that. Elo, the case like this. T'lo yeschazi l'chachem Erev Yom Tov. No. In the case that the Mum Taka took place Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, the Bechor got a Mum. Just you didn't have enough time to show to the Chachem yet. And the Chachem first comes now on Yom Tov to check it out. Elo, t'lo yeschazi l'chachem Erev Yom Tov, in Mum Kavua, in Mum Oiver. You're not sure if that's a good Mum or not a good Mum. Kitanami, as it says clearly, ain't them in a muchim shramina. It says clearly, even in such a case where the mum took place yesterday, still now on Yom Tov, even with the evidence, you're not allowed to check it out. Even with the evidence, ain't them in a muchim. You see also from our Mishnah that there's only two categories, not three categories. Whether the mum took place first on Yom Tov, or whether the mum took place erev Yom Tov. But since Lamai said Allah Kharij, you're not allowed to check it out on Yom Tov. So since you're not allowed to check it out on Yom Tov, it's also to use it today. Even with the Ever, if the Chacham went and checked it out, since he did an Avera, you're not allowed to use it. Or else the other Svar Rashi said, since Erev Yom Tov, you're not sure if it's a Mum Kavu or not, so Kozuman, you're not sure there's a Heter on this Bechor, you don't have Das to use it. So Erev Yom Tov, you're like Makatsa Das, that's Mukh, you're not allowed to use it. You see, clearly, these two categories is one case. Whether the Mum took place for Erev Yom Tov, but you didn't check it out. Or whether the Mum first took place on Yom Tov, in both cases, even with the Yevid, if the Chacham checks it out today and finds it's a Mum, you're not allowed to use it. So Mela, the next case, the case where the animal is born today, the Bechor is born today, with its Mum, it only goes down one Madrego. That L'chatchila, you're still not allowed to check it out. Just with the Yevid, if you check it out, then the Maisu with Smutim. But not like the first Bryson wanted to say, that in such a case, everybody is murdered at Smutim. Alright, stop here.
We're in order for Chof Bochum Abayis. I'm just right in the middle. Lushayla. Boyiminei Hillel Merova. Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos or Yein Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos. Is there such a cloud that something could become Muksa in the middle of Shabbos and then the Muksa would go away? Is it still Osir or not? In other words, by Bein HaShemoshes at the beginning of Shabbos, at the beginning of Yom Tov, we always say, Migud is katzor le Bein HaShemoshes is katzor le kulu yoyma. Something that was muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, since you didn't have das to use it, it remains muksa the whole Shabbos. Even if the middle of Shabbos becomes usable, but since at the beginning you didn't have das, it's also the whole Shabbos. What about something that was usable at the beginning of Shabbos? We'll soon see the case. And then in the middle of the Shabbos, something happened to it. Like, yeah, let's say fresh grapes. In the middle of Shabbos, you put it on top of the roof to start to dry out to become into raisins.
So while it's drying out, you can't use it. Then later it becomes usable, do we say it's still muksa or not? That's the shayla. Yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos or yein muksa?
Is Rashi? Rashi on the right side.
Yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. Mishum chatzi Shabbos im muksa v'chetzi av mihevi muksa l'kulin Shabbos im loy. Right. So Mora says, hey chidomi, what's the case? If it was roy to be used at the beginning of Shabbos, it's usable. If it was not usable at the beginning of Shabbos, it's not usable, it should be muksa. So what's the case? So Rashi says like, Michti, stam muksa ayinu gregrus, utzmukim. Stam muksa is like these raisins. Shema lo oison al manas liyavshan. That you put it on top of the roof, you had your grapes, and you put them to dry out. And you set it aside not to use it. At the beginning it starts to dry up. At the time when it's drying, you can't eat it. Until it becomes raisins. What's the shayla? If it was finished already at the beginning of Shabbos, so you're allowed to use it. If it wasn't finished yet at the beginning of Shabbos, so for sure it should be muksa the whole Shabbos. Like that's the shayla. What are we talking about? Are these raisins finished already at the beginning of Shabbos so it's edible? Or it wasn't finished yet, so then it's remained muksa the whole Shabbos? So Mar says, like, tzricha di achzi. At the beginning of Shabbos, it was fit. It was already dried out. It was edible. Something happened. Let's say the rain came down again in the middle of Shabbos. And the rain came down on them. It made them blow up again. And they're not really fit to eat now. Then in the middle of the day, it stopped raining. The sun came out. And now the raisins came fit again. That's the Shailamai. Again, at the beginning of Shabbos, the raisins were finished already. The grapes dried out completely into raisins. It's edible. And now in the middle of Shabbos, rain came on them and blew them up, and they're not edible. So now at this time, it's muksa, you can't use it. And then it dried up again. What's the locha? So Amalei, so he answered back. Rav answered back. Yesh muksa. Yes, it's still asa. Since it was us with one time of Shabbos, even though later the sun dries up the raisins, and now it's edible again, it remains muksa. Eisvei have a kasha on you. This shavim we learned before, shim noilad umumu imoy. If you have a bechor that's born on yontif itself, and as soon as it's born with its mum. So the halacha was, everybody was moida shezeh min amuchin. That such a bechor you're allowed to eat, or allowed to shecht it on yontif. Since it was born with its mum, that's called muchin, you're allowed to eat it. For the more of Elmai, why do you say, why is it so poshut? Neymar, why don't you say, Hi, Bechor, mi kora hevi chazi agav ime. True, at the beginning of Shabbat, at the beginning of Yom Tif, it was in the mother's stomach. At that time, it had no kedushas Bechor. If you would shech the mother, you were able to eat the kid inside it. So at the beginning of Yom Tif, a Bechor is called Muchin, it's edible. Is Yolid, lay, when it became born, it was born on Yom Tif. Is Itchilei, at that time, it's not usable. Since it's a Bechor has Kedusha, you're not allowed to shecht it right now. You have to wait until a Mumcha comes and sees the Mum to make sure it's a Mum, then you're allowed to use it first. So at the time, there was a time that it was not usable. Echsayu l'chochem, then later you show the Mum, even though it was born with the Mum. But the Havimina is, the Chochem wasn't there at the time when it was born. You first later, an hour or two later, you bring the Chochem there. So later, the hour or two later, first becomes Mutishtori lay. It becomes Mutter, and you're saying you're allowed to eat it. So go to Kasha and Rava. If you tell me Yesh Muksa L'chatzi Shabbos, here in the middle of Shabbos, the first 2 hours after the Bechor was born, at that time it had a Kedushas Bechor, and you weren't allowed to use it. So it was like Muksa. So why do we say if the Chacham comes later and looks at it and says, yes, it's a good Mum, you're allowed to eat it? Why? Since in between it was Muksa, it should remain Muksa the whole Shabbos, the whole Yom Tov. So Amar Abaye answers, no, this is not a Kasha and Rava. Amar Abaye v'Temer of Safram. Going the case our Mishnah, the Brisa before is talking about the Yasvei Dainei Hosam, that the Bezdin, the three people are already sitting there, that the Shas, the Bechor, comes out of the mother's stomach right away, they're there to see that it has a Mum, it has a split lip, the lip is split, so right away they say, Mutter, you're allowed to eat this Bechor. So there was never a time that the Bechor was Muksa. In other words, when it was in the mother's stomach, then for sure it's edible. You could check the mother, and then you could eat the kid that's inside it. When it came out, the second it came out of the mother's stomach on Yom Tov, right away the Chachamim were there and they saw that it was a Mum, so it was never called Muksa at all. That's why it's Mutter. But it could be if there was first the time that the Chacham was not there. So it was mukser at that time. Even though later in the day on Yom Tov the Chochem would see it, maybe still it would remain mukser. Ika the army something like this, that Rav answered back, no. Omalei ein mukser l'chati Shabbos. That's what we pass on halacha. Ein mukser l'chati Shabbos. If at the beginning of Shabbos it was fit to be used. Now something happened to it, the rain came down on it in the middle of Shabbos and made it not edible. Later when it becomes edible again, it's not mukser, you could use it. So Lema Messiah, let's bring a riot to this pshat to say, Ein Muks L'Chati Shabbos. For Shavin, it says before in the Braisa, everybody holds, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, Abos Moda, Shimnoi Lad Umumu Imoi. If you have a Bechor that's born, and at the same time it's born, is born with its Mum, Shezem Min Amuchin, that you're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. Now the Kasher is, Va Bechor Mikore Hevei Chazi Agav Imoi. True, at the beginning of Yom Tov, when the bechor of the animal was still in the mother's stomach, it was edible. It was called like uchal the afras we had. Just like you shech the mother, and the lachra, the shechita of the mother, helps for anything inside its stomach. So at that time, you were able to eat the vlad. It's yolad. Now the kid is born. It's a bechor. It's yalad lei. It's pushed away. You can't use it anymore. Because right now, when it comes down, it has kedushas bechor, and bezman is there, there's no base to meat, because you can't eat it. Is chazi lechachem, later in the day you show this bechor to the chachem, is shtarulei, the chachem is matarit. So you see clearly, ain muks lechati Shabbos. Even though those first 2 hours when the chachem didn't look at it yet, it was like muksa, but later when the chachem looks at it, it becomes ois muksa, so you see ain muks lechati Shabbos. Samura says, Omer Rabbi, Abai answers, no, maybe there's no proof from here. Omer Rabbi, v'temer of safer going to yasvi daini hosam. We're talking about the dayonim was sitting there. Since the Dayanim was sitting there, there was never a time that it was not Chazi. As soon as it came out of the mother's stomach, right away the Dayanim paskin that this Bechor is a Balmum, and right away they said, you're allowed to eat it. So in the mother's stomach, you're allowed to eat it, and now you're allowed to eat it. So it never had a Shem Muk, so that's why it's Mutter. So it could be there's no proof from Al Braisa to Rabbi Zalocha. Toshima, come here, I'll bring you another Raya. Hoya Oichol Bianovim, somebody was eating grapes. Fi Hoyser had leftover grapes. Fi Hedlan Lagak, so he brought them up to the top of the roof. Lasses me and smoking, he want them to dry out to become raisins. To attain him, a person was eating his dates. For the oyster we have left over, the Helen Lagang, lasses me and Gregorus. He wanted to make dried out dates, which is called Gregorus. He took it up to the roof. So, locher is, you're not allowed to eat from them. Because they're muksa. As Kozuman, you put them up on the roof, like you put it away from your das, not to eat it. It has to dry up, and it's not edible until it becomes dried up. So, you put it there, let's say Thursday. So, now you look Shabbos in the morning, you can't eat it, it's muksa. Unless you made hazmona before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, if you prepared her and said, yes, I want to eat tomorrow from these raisins or from these dried out dates. The same thing if I'm with these type of fruits, over chavushin, over shah komine peris, any other type of peris have the same alochim. That when you put them up on your roof to dry up, they're not edible then, it's like muksa. If you want to be able to eat them on Shabbos or Yom Tov, before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, you have to be mazmin. You have to say, yes, I want to eat from these fruits tomorrow. So Mor says, Heichi Dami, how are we talking about now? Idechazi, if the fruits are already finished, it's dried out already, Zeger Shemaka raisins, Zeger Shemaka dried out dates already, so Lomali has mana, even if you don't prepare them, it's food, it's edible. Like at the beginning, when you took these grapes and put it up to your roof, you weren't like Maksadas, never to eat them anymore. You only like said, I'm not going to use them until they get dried out. But once they get dried out, it's food. So if it gets dried out like by Friday before Shabbos, so you don't have to prepare it before Shabbos and say, I want to eat from it. By itself it's edible. Since by itself it's food, pshit you not eat it. So the more chazi, if it's finished already, it's dried out already, lomalei has money, what do you have to prepare it for? By itself it's food, it's edible. Idoloi chazi, alamai, Friday comes, it's still not edible. Still not dried out yet. If so, even if you prepare it before and you say, yes, I want to eat from this tomorrow, that should not help you though. Because what are you preparing? You're preparing something that's not edible. Like if you have these raisins that are not dried out yet, they're not edible. So it doesn't help to say, I'll prepare it, I want to eat it. It doesn't help such das. Maybe you want to tell me, if the chat is on Friday, we did not know what's doing. We did not know if it was prepared or not prepared. We don't know. So in such a case, then hachone helps. Then you have to be mechin. Because the owner did not know if it was dried up or not before Shabbos. For the Gemara of Omar Rav Kano, muktzah sheyavish. Case we had this muktzah, you had these grapes that you put up to the roof to dry out. So while it's drying out, it's called muksa. Now it got completed, it's dried out, it's good raisins. V'yeina bailam akirin boy, and the bailam don't realize that it's dried out yet, the lachar is still mutter. So you can't tell me the pshat is that the bailam doesn't know if it's dried out or not, so that's why you have to have azmona. No, if lamais it's dried out, it's edible even if the bailam does not know about it. Like lamais, it's food. He only put it away, like he was maksadas not to use it, during the process of drying out. But when the raisins finish drying out, it's food now, you don't have to have azmona. So why does the Bryce say you have to be mazmin it for? Samara says, Ella the case is Ella Deloy, Ella Lab de Chozi. The case is talking about that the beginning of Shabbos is true, the raisins were dried out. So it was edible. The Atchi, and now in the middle of Shabbos, rain came down and blew them up. They're not roy the muksa right now. For Hoda Achse, and then later they became fit again. So in such a case, Yehazmona helps. Now, the Yamat, if you're going to tell me, Ein muksa, there's no Issa muksa of Chati Shabbos, so when it becomes fit, it's automatically edible. Lo Mulu Azmona, what do you have to prepare it for? That's the most Kashimona Shok. If Yold ein muksa means that at the time when it's not usable, then for sure it's muksa, you can't use it. But as soon as on Shabbos it becomes usable again, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was usable. So at the beginning of Shabbos you had das to use it, it was food. In the middle of Shabbos something happened to it, but as soon as it becomes edible again, you say it's mutter by itself, so what do you have to have azmona for? So Mora says, El, so Takashi, you can't say ein muksa, you have to say yesh muksa. So Maria, that's also no good. Elamai, what do you want to say? Yesh muksa. So we hold yes, since at one time it became not fit. The rain came down in the middle of Shabbos, made it not fit. It still remains not fit. You can't use it. If so, ki azmin lo my heavy. What is it going to help you that you prepared it before Shabbos and said you want to use these raisins? But if the halacha is, if on Shabbos the raisin becomes not edible again, the rain came down on them and blew them up, they're not edible, so it's muksa now for the rest of Shabbos. On something that's muksi can't be mazmin on Shabbos. So the hazad din muksa, hazmona doesn't help to prepare it before Shabbos. You can't prepare muksa to use. So anyway, it's shver. So with that to the kasha, why do you have to be mazmin? Why do you have to prepare it before Shabbos? So Marian says, lo tzricha, the case is like this. Lo tzricha, di achsi v'lo yachsi. I tell you, it's fit and not fit. Right before Shabbos, these raisins were not 100% dried out, but some people do eat it. It's called a little bit fit. Some people would eat it, but some people would not eat it. So the Ika Insha the Achli, some people eat these raisins the way they are. They're dried out enough for some people. But the Ika Insha the Layachli, some people will not eat these dried out raisins. They're not dried out enough. So now the case, now it is the case that if you prepare it before Shabbos, it's good. Azmin, if you prepare these raisins before Shabbos and say, even though it's not 100% dried out, but since it's a little bit edible, I'm going to eat it on Shabbos. So Goli, Daita is showing us that your mind is that you want to eat it. So therefore it's called an oichel, it's edible. Lo Yazmin, let's say you did not prepare it before Shabbos. Lo Goli Daita, you did not show us what your mind is. So then we have to be afraid that maybe you're a person that would not eat it. It wasn't finished. It wasn't dried out at the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Yom Tov. So then it remains muksa. So this is the case that if you prepare it before Shabbos, it helps. Preparing just means, hazmona means you're showing us that you're a person that I'm nicha to eat these raisins the way they are. Even though they're not completely dried out, it's edible. So therefore, before Shabbos and before Yom Tov, it's called an oichol, that's why you're allowed to eat it. But while we're shy, we won't have any rai if we say, yesh muksa, lechati Shabbos, rei muksa, we don't have any proof yet. Omer Rab Zerah says, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring another proof. Mi pulin via doshim. Funin's with cholent. Everybody makes cholent on Shabbos. Trashi shonam of ashlam b'yomtif. We cook it on yomtif even. Beans, we cook beans on yomtif. To pulin via doshim, these beans, mi kora chozi lochus. At the beginning, you could eat it raw. Trashi chozi lochus, chayin, kol dover nechel chay, kori achilosa kaisis. You could chew it up. Has fresh beans, you could eat fresh, you could chew them up. So when they're raw, they're edible. Shadinu b'kdeira, now on Yonti, if you throw it into the pot, you start to cook it up, is atchilei, it's not edible right now. Shrashi kolzaman shereiskin, kolzaman the chont is cooking, you can't eat it, it's too hot. When the beans are cooking, you can't eat it right now. So while it's being cooked, it's not edible. So b'zoi, it should become muksar at that time, it's not edible. Goma b'shalayim, then 2 hours later, you finish the bean soup,